matchups in hotly contested races. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The midterm elections 2 weeks from tonight. In Pennsylvania, Senate candidates Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman faced off on abortion, Oz said. As a doctor, he's been in the room when people have had to make difficult decisions.
I want women, doctors, local political leaders, letting the democracy that's always allowed our nation to thrive to put the best ideas forward so states can decide for themselves.
Fetterman said he wants to codify abortion protection.
Roe v. Wade, for me, should be the law. He celebrated when Roe v. Wade went down, and my campaign would fight for Roe v. Wade, and if given the opportunity to codify it into law.
The debate on News Nation, this was the only time the two will debate. In New York, the candidates for governor went head-to-head on one of the topics, immigration. Republican Lee Zeldin accusing Governor Kathy Hochul of ignoring immigration issues.
As soon as the buses start arriving, then she's making believe like this is the entire problem. Now you want to provide the transparency to New Yorkers because you owe it to them. And then you pick up the phone and you call Joe Biden. You say, Mr. President, you have to secure the southern border.
Hochul responded.
I talked to Joe Biden and his chief of staff on multiple occasions, once with Eric Adams in the room. And he understood our frustration that this really is a federal problem, that these people shouldn't be used as political pawns by these governors. That's disgraceful.
The debate on Spectrum New York won. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces are performing secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant after Russia's defense minister said Ukraine was preparing to launch a so-called dirty bomb. Western nations, including the U.S., rejected that claim. California regulators have proposed fining Pacific Gas and Electric more than $155 million for sparking a 2020 wildfire in Northern California that left four people dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Imagine being the first person to ever send a payment over the internet. New things can be scary, and crypto is no different. It's new, but like the internet, it's also revolutionary. Making your first crypto trade feels easy with 24/7 support when you need it. Go to Kraken.com and see what crypto can be. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss. Cryptocurrency services are provided to U.S. and U.S. territory customers by Payward Ventures, Inc., PVI, DBA, Kraken. Visit PVI's disclosures at Kraken.com/legal/disclosures.
Britain has a new prime minister.
At 42, Rishi Sunak is the youngest British leader in more than 200 years.
I've just been to Buckingham Palace and accepted His Majesty the King's invitation to form a government in his name.
Sunak was Treasury chief for 2 years until July, losing to Liz Truss, who stepped down less than 50 days into her tenure as prime minister.
Our country is facing a profound economic crisis.
Some claim he's out of touch with the general public. Now he's in charge of fixing the country's finances as millions of Britons struggle to afford food and energy bills. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A Russian court has rejected an appeal by WNBA star Brittany Griner of her 9-year prison sentence for drug possession. Griner was convicted in August after police said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Amazon is following through with plans to add another way to pay.
Amazon has started accepting payment with Venmo. Some customers in the U.S. will be able to pay for things with the popular service now. Others will have the option by Black Friday, November 25th. Amazon users will need to set it up as a payment option. They'll be prompted to authorize Amazon to use their Venmo account. PayPal, Venmo's parent company, has been working with Amazon to provide the payment service since last year. Amazon previously had preferred credit or debit cards and gift cards for payment. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The number of Americans who do not have a bank account fell to a record low last year. A new report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation found 4.5% of Americans, or about 5.9 million households, were without a bank account in 2021. That's the lowest level since the FDIC started tracking the data in 2009. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.